Hints of the Spiritual. You speak rather doubtingly about consciousness as a name for man, and when I suggest intelligence as another good name, you are not quite sure about it. Well, you would hardly care to be referred to as non-intelligence, or even as unconsciousness. Really, if you reflect a moment, you satisfy yourself that those two words, intelligence and consciousness, are tremendous in their signification. When one thinks of himself in terms of thought rather than of physicality, he walks the broad highway of the animate, the enduring, the substantial. It is when one thinks on materiality and mortality with their limitation and impermanence that one is likely to lose hope and wonder what is going to become of him. We all think. We are all conscious. In fact, thinking is perpetual motion. Who can stop either his own or others' thinking? To think is to live, and to be conscious is to be aware of life. The sum total of your thoughts constitutes your entity, and the sum total of your thoughts comes pretty close to being consciousness, does it not? It is you. Intelligence and consciousness enjoy a security that promotes confidence. Theirs is that place of refuge known as under the shadow of the Almighty. Dangers and enemies, whether in the form of disease or of violence, cannot touch intelligence. It is invulnerable and unassailable. It represents spiritual man. That is, it represents you in genuine form, color, structure, and function.